From seller's remorse to a legacy. From seller's remorse to a legacy. Over the years, my ties to Lewisham grew deeper than I ever imagined. What began as running a cafe evolved into something far bigger when I was recognized as Lewisham Council's official caterer, a badge of honor that carried real weight. It wasn't just coffee and cakes anymore. It was about being woven into the borough's cultural fabric. From community celebrations in the parks to civic meetings and headline events, we became part of Lewisham's heartbeat. One occasion, in particular, still burns bright in my memory, the London Assembly evening at Civic Hall near Tower Bridge. Delegates from every London borough were in attendance, and we were chosen to cater. It felt monumental. I immediately called Atan, my right-hand man and trusted chef. He, in turn, brought in his old friend Don Jayakati. Together, they orchestrated a menu that didn't just feed people. It spoke for us. Elegant, bold, full of flavor. Pistachios in the Park had arrived, and that night proved it. But success has a price. Managing the franchise network 5 days a week while pulling weekend shifts behind the counter left me drained. Days off became a fantasy. Staff turnover was constant, standards slipped, and cracks began to show. Something had to give. The decision came with a heavy heart. It was time to step away from my cafe at Manor House Gardens. Selling to Don and Atan felt like the perfect solution. The terms were solid, a fresh 10-year lease with no utilities or business rates, and I offered it to them as a franchise. Their offer was fair, and it looked like a win for everyone. But fate had other plans. For reasons I can only guess at, Don broke ranks. He went solo, leaving Atan, his original partner, cut out completely. My gut says the decision was made quietly, behind closed doors. In the end, Don and Lynn went ahead on their own. Their friendship didn't survive the blow. What began as a partnership faded into silence and bitterness, a fracture none of us expected. Heartbroken, Atan left the UK. The dream we'd built together had unraveled, and with quiet resolve, he returned home to Langkawi, Malaysia. There, on the sun-drenched shore where the sea meets sand, he began again, this time with something of his own, a gelato parlor on the beach. No fanfare, just a small freezer, a handful of recipes, and the same quiet passion that had always defined him. Around the same time, my son Remy was traveling through Southeast Asia. He'd taken off with a backpack and little plan beyond curiosity and open roads. One afternoon, my phone lit up with a video call. Unexpected, crackly, the signal dancing in and out. Remy's face filled the screen, wind in his hair, sun on his shoulders, and behind him, the unmistakable turquoise of the Andaman Sea. "You're not going to believe this," he said, spinning the camera around. "Look who I found." There stood Atan, behind the counter of a tiny, colorful gelato shop, barefoot, smiling, apron dusted with sugar. Remy laughed. "He just opened today. I walked by and spotted him. I've been helping him out just for fun. And guess what? I sold his first ice cream. First ever." A guy walking past bought a scoop of mango. I didn't know what moved me more, that Atan had found his footing again, or that Remy had stumbled into his world at the perfect moment. In that instant, a little bit of what we'd lost in England came full circle. Across continents, stitched together by chance, resilience, and one perfect scoop of gelato. Meanwhile, Don and Lynn remained in Manor House Gardens, quietly and diligently elevating the cafe to levels I couldn't have imagined. Their food offerings, their service, their reputation, all flourished. I watched with pride, even if it was tinged with the occasional pang of nostalgia. But I'll be honest, I didn't handle it well at first. I was suffering from a very real case of seller's remorse. Although I had sold the cafe as a franchise, emotionally, I hadn't let it go. I was rude to Don in those early days, short with him, dismissive. It was wrong. The truth is, they've been outstanding ambassadors for Pistachios in the Park, taking the cafe to a new culinary level and showing constant support and kindness, both as franchisees and as friends. They've been second to none, and I'm proud they're part of our story. There was also the matter of legacy and liability. Despite the sale, the lease remained in my name, and both Lewisham Council and Glendale continued to come to me with any queries or concerns about the cafe or the park. I stayed involved, not just out of obligation, but because this place was in my blood. This connection went deeper than business. At just 3 years old, when we lived at 30 Gilmore Road in Lewisham, my parents used to bring me to this park. It was here, on these paths, that I first learned to ride a bike. At 7, we moved to Swanley, and yet decades later, life brought me full circle, back to Manor House Gardens. There's something poetic in that. Even the sale, which had been a financial relief on the surface, came with complications. There were long-standing tax discrepancies I wanted to resolve moving forward. The majority of the debt was owed to HMRC and had arisen because of mistakes made by our accountant while handling payroll. I had been unaware the liability was quietly building in the background until it finally surfaced. Once discovered, I disclosed everything to HMRC. Even though the staff who had been overpaid were no longer working for me by that point, and I could have asked them to reimburse their share, I chose not to. I didn't feel it was right. I no longer employed them, and it was ultimately my name on the books. So I settled the debt personally. It was the responsible thing to do, even if it stung. In letting go of the cafe, I was also letting go of control, and that's never easy. But in that space, something else grew. Trust. Trust in the people taking over, trust in the brand we'd built, and trust that every ending makes room for something new.